Then what's your name, little boy?
Irresponsible. Near mentors. Near mentors.
It's Square Biz, and you're listening to the Irresponsible Mentors. Go check us out on YouTube and Twitter at IrresponsibleM1.
Do it for the culture, beloved.
Yo, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hey, it's the Irresponsible Mentors. We back, and we feeling real, giving.
Jolly.
Jingle bells.
Oh, dear.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
had a very shiny nose,
and if we saw him,
say he would glow. Yo, man! First of all, you say Santa's stop lit. Going from Mexico to Germany. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody! Make sure that nobody is sneaking under the tree, pulling off the corners of the presents.
Whoa! Too soon, man. Right. Too soon, man. But yeah, man, it's the Christmas special, and we back this Square Biz, aka the Champ, aka don't let nobody knock you off your square.
Chip T, aka Chip Carson, the guy. I got on my Christmas sweater. I got a little pug on my shoulder right now. He's sitting there looking very lovely.
Very true, and they match.
Yeah, they match, man. We got on the green hat. Oh dear, I got a dog on. We doing the most right now. Man, thank y'all for checking us, man.
Hold up. Hey, man.
The most.
Look, you get this man some drinks, he forget Mike Love is in the room, a.k.a. Mr. Hat Fanatic, a.k.a. Mr. New Era.
It's the season to be jolly, guys. Chill.
This is what it is. I forgot to wear my Christmas stuff, so he's pretending like I'm not even in the room.
So if you don't see him on Snapchat,
messed up because I'm sitting directly in front of the man.
Yeah,
and he looks right at Square Biz and tried to start the show without me.
Yo, man, like, real talk, you should have smacked him with that other mic over there.
I should.
Yeah, pause. Yeah, very true.
So, man, hey, Merry Christmas, man. Hey, make sure you listen to this when you're in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah.
Timeless episode. Hey, don't worry about the pies because you got the sweet
Sweet potato pies. You talking? Don't say about patties.
Come on,
B. Come on, patty. They redistributed. You know, that ain't sound right. You know what I'm saying? But hey, they're back in stores right now.
Hey, Square Biz went out there, got them froze three, cooked one.
Yeah, so, I did.
He prepares for stuff.
I'm a fan.
I'ma just cook my own again.
Yo, let's jump into it.
Yeah,
ladies. Christmas. Yeah, no, it's coming up. There's a lot of stuff that you can do strange for some change.
Hold on, man.
Strange for your change. What do you mean strange for some change?
Yeah.
Change. In their own house?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because you got Christmas.
Okay.
You got Easter.
Why they
got
to do it for some change, man? This is the season to be giving.
Yeah. Well, you know
it's
what?
It's better to give than receive.
I celebrate.
That's what I heard.
I celebrate Hanukkah. Sound good.
Do you?
You really? Kwanzaa. And Christmas.
Okay, when does Kwanzaa start?
Oh, wow.
Yo, why are you sitting there checking for me?
He definitely not a practicing. You know what I mean?
I want something strange three times out the month.
Oh, wow. So you celebrating Ramadan too, huh?
Ramadan starts in September, beloved.
Oh, well, you know, the only one he does know. All right, which side are you on? Anyway, hey, no disrespect.
All right. Yo, don't blow our house up.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
So, Square Biz.
What's up, man?
On your anniversary.
Uh-huh.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
For Easter.
Yo, man. That's
for
not
Valentine's Day.
That's not talking necessarily for me. You know what I'm saying? But let's talk in the sense of what is a great gift.
A gift.
You know?
Something that you can give. Something personalized.
Something personalized.
Something you can't buy that's personalized.
I can think of
like
something.
Like macaroni art?
No.
Something a little bit.
We want
something a little bit better.
Something's going to make you feel good. Make you go
I got some. I mean, I got the perfect Christmas gift, guys. You know, and they made a song about
some Christmas
too.
Poom poom.
No. Well, I mean, that'd be great actually, but no, I got a great Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And I just thought about it.
What's that?
My dick in a box.
Oh, wow. Shout out to SL.
Yo, SNL. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, man. Justin Timberlake. Hey, you really played that part, man. Look, my inspiration.
Folks going to be in the mall looking for empty boxes. Empty boxes and wrapping paper.
Yeah, with a bow. You know?
Yo, that's what y'all should do for y'all, man. Like, we love all, like, the cologne, slippers,
yeah,
very wallets, true. Very true. Watches.
72 cents? Oh, my bad.
The 72 cents. You know what? Hey, ladies, if you didn't get your man the 72 tens and you didn't stand out in the cold, shit, it was about, what, 65?
Nah, it wasn't cold, man. They was out there in T-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, T-shirt and shorts down here.
Oh, so they was good then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no
yeah.
excuses.
You should have got your man the 72 tens.
Very true.
Because, you know, my man Square Biz, he has on the bread 11s.
Yeah.
A lot of people died for those.
Oh, wow.
Yearly around this time.
Very for true. The culture.
Very true. Very
true. So, look, man, what do you want from your lady or your significant other? You know, because, you know, different times. That's
depending
different.
On the season?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so what's okay. different that you want from your lady?
You know what would be nice?
What?
Just
go, no PC stuff. Tell me what
no
you
PC?
Want.
No PC?
No PC.
You know those ribbons that they put on the cars when, like, they brand new and they trying to surprise you?
Oh, yeah,
like,
the
surprise.
Little Lexus commercial.
I wanted to come out of the room and just the big ribbon on.
Oh, wow.
And maybe some heels.
Heels?
Yeah.
Black or red?
It don't even matter.
Some red bottoms?
I guess.
Okay.
I won't be able to see them. They're going to be up here.
Wow. Oh.
For y'all,
shoulder height.
Yeah, shoulder height. For y'all that can't see, I'm doing a shoulder height thing. Yeah. And then, like, maybe some breakfast.
I just think he dabbed on them.
Yeah, he did. He did just dab. Hey, no shots.
No
guys.
Shots.
He's not smoking.
What about you, Square?
According to Bow Wow. You said what?
What about you?
Well, that's a tough one, man. You know, me
personally. Some ignorant shit about to come out.
Not at all. Not at all, man. I mean, my people's, you know what I'm saying, give all year long.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't necessarily.
So you special.
I can't necessarily ask. I mean, what I will do this time around is, you know, give. You know?
Okay.
Again, and I thought I already stated what the hell I was going to do. I just told y'all, dick in a box, like, damn. Like, how many times I got to mention that? Like, come on, guys. Don't need to come towards me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've already said I'm giving the dick in a box. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nothing else. You did, because my dick in a box is going to be gift enough. You feel me? That's all I'm saying.
You're short, but you're big in other places.
Pause, man. That was great. That was a great segue, Chip T.
Yeah.
Because, Chip T, one thing that we've always discussed is another man should be discussing what another man is packing.
I mean,
granted, I know it's Christmas. We're doing a lot of
packing.
And
he just told us what he's about to pack.
Yeah, but it's no need. But I can say that because it belongs to me. I don't need Chip T saying, hey, man, you're big in other
right.
places.
I don't need right, you don't need a cosign for
yeah.
it.
Exactly.
Yo, hey, first of all, I don't know nothing about that, man, because
But, yo, we haven't been together in the gym. Showering, and he just happened to drop the soap.
Yo, ain't those the worst? Like, you go to the gym and you trying to get dressed, and then there's always like two or three old guys in there having conversations to you.
Have one
leg up on the bench, one fan in his balls.
Like, what's going on,
like,
beloved? Like,
yo, are you really gonna try to ask me about ESPN with your dick hanging out?
Yeah, with his dick hitting.
But why
tapping
they,
your fucking forehead,
Mr. Graybush? Can you please put it away?
But I think the gym promotes that. You don't think they promote it?
What, old man nudity?
Yeah, because they had a fucking...
And air drying your balls?
They had the ESPN right there, so they just sitting there, ass crack, just sitting on the damn... Like, I can't even sit there. Your ass crack just was touching the seat.
When they get up, they leave that wet imprint.
Like, this motherfucker, you disrespectful.
Like, you're not going to wipe that down? You wipe the machines down, but you can't wipe the locker room bench?
What's the purpose of the towel, man, if you ain't going to use it?
Yo, this is a Christmas episode, man. We feeling real good in here, man.
Absolutely,
yeah,
man.
We got Z Dot.
Tis the season.
Oh, Z Dot, man. Hey, that intro?
Bananas.
It's lit, right?
Yeah,
Yonkers.
That's it. Hey, I felt like I wanted to go to the club when I heard it.
He was bobbing his head over
there. I hit the whip. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. He dabbed.
Yeah, he dabbed on him.
I can't do much else. There ain't that much room in here.
He's over there nay-naying, you know?
Yo, so hey man, if like I said, we doing this show. It's a Christmas episode. It's gonna be lit. We're gonna get into a couple Christmas episode topics.
Yo, let's jump into the top three.
Okay.
Christmas songs.
Oh, top three.
I mean, let's go around the room, but let's talk about the top three Christmas songs. Mm.
I like Curtis Blow Christmas rapping. And Run DMC Christmas and Hollis.
Oh, wow.
And like I said a couple shows ago, I like to do the Temptation Silent Night for my alarm every day in December.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Chip T?
I'm going to go with Kevin Ross this holiday.
Who the hell? I mean, again.
If y'all haven't heard it, make sure you go check it out.
I might not be cultured enough. Who is Kevin Ross?
Just check him out. I can't sit there.
Is that Diana Ross's son?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Seems like you know.
It's not the same kid that played in ATL.
Damn. That motherfucker song made me cry.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah, man.
Michael, well, you like Michael Bublé?
Yeah, he is good.
That's your number two.
I knew you would, Chip Carson. Okay.
No. That's not my number two. My number two is Donnie Hathaway.
Hathaway?
This Christmas.
Yeah, Donnie Hathaway.
Yeah, yeah, Donnie Hathaway.
Come on, Chip.
He took my joint. Okay, yeah, cool. So what else?
This Christmas.
Pause.
And he then, trying to share. Never mind.
Shit, stop it. Then I'm gonna go with Christmas in the Ghetto.
Christmas in who sings that?
Yo, I can't play it because it's gonna sound fucked up. But it's
too short.
Yeah, too short.
Get the fuck out of here.
Snoop Dogg. Yo, your boy Chip T. I got pulled over listening to that.
Oh wow. Okay,
I was thugging and jolly at the same time.
You was thugging and bugging.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I was doing 95 in the 65.
Listening to
95 in the 65. You probably got a fat ass ticket.
Never had a ticket in my life, beloved.
Yeah.
Must be nice. I got three since I've been here.
I don't know.
Thank you for donating to the Christmas spirit.
I don't think I got. You know, I got a couple. I went to court here a couple times since I've been here.
Yeah. So
hold on, my top three.
What's your top three, beloved?
Well, you already named one. Donnie Hathaway. This Christmas, I had to do that.
Sing it.
Because the last couple episodes, man, they've been my fans. Like, yo, hey, I want you to sing more.
Yeah, you know, okay.
It does something.
Hey, for y'all that don't know, Square Business is gonna drop a mixtape. Yeah. I'm gonna host it.
Yeah.
Yo, I like that. I like
dropping
collaboration.
Collaboration. He dropping 16.
And Chip T's gonna do the ad-libs.
The ad-libs, yeah.
The ad-libs like on his mixtape.
It's going to be laughing the whole time. Right, yeah, he's like, look at, he's good.
He's good, I got right. it.
Hold on, my next two, though. You a fool. My next two, though, Let It Snow.
Boyz II Men.
Remember that? Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it up.
They walk around in the snow with them turtlenecks on.
Look at him, look, Z-Dot over there is bobbing his head.
Big old cowboy jacket.
Like, yo,
that's
loves
my
it.
Joint.
He know we ain't hear a hit.
Yeah, facts. And last but not least, it's going to be Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Jackson 5. Santa Claus is coming to town. Ooh, ooh.
So that was Lil Michael.
That's Little Michael.
Oh, when Tito, he had Papa Joe and all of them.
Tito.
When everybody was getting whoopings.
Yeah, man. That's the joint, though. That's the joint. So that's my top three.
Top three for the Christmas songs, man. Hey, make sure y'all go listen to them. If y'all want to give us some donations, because we still trying to open that Wingstop.
Wingstop. Yo, that's the next venture.
Yeah, so just don't think we do podcasts.
Yeah, true.
Man, you've been falling off on Uber lately, though.
I have.
We both have. Man.
I mean, I went out the other night and brought my ass right back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't do shit. I ain't make no money.
I think Uber has been a second thought in my mind.
It's been more of a hobby lately.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's always been a hobby.
You know?
Because we getting money out here.
True.
So I guess y'all going to start hearing more DJ tales. Since the Uber tails ain't popping.
Yeah, they ain't right really fun.
Ain't lying.
We might get back on in the beginning of the year.
The only highlight I had was I had referred somebody and they hit their mark and I got a $100 referral.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was all I had.
So if you want to Uber, make sure you hit up irresponsiblementors@gmail.com.
Yo, this is DJ Mike Love, one-third of the Irresponsible Mentors. We will be back in 1 second with the must-see Christmas movies.
Irresponsible. Mentors. Irresponsible. Mentors. Irresponsible.
This Square Biz, and you listen to the Irresponsible Mentors. Go check us out on YouTube and Twitter at IrresponsibleM1.
Do it for the culture, beloved.
Yo, all right, we back, man. This is DJ Mike Love. You know what it is. We're going to talk about Christmas movies. Square.
Man, that's my joint right here,
Chip,
bro.
Man, what's some movies y'all got to see for Christmas?
Yo, man, I don't want to go first, man, honestly.
You don't want to go first?
Nah, man. Chip T, man, what's some movies you want to see?
You know, man, I got a good plethora of movies that I like to see.
Plethora, huh? Spell it.
Now, you talk about like older movies
no
or
shots.
Like new and
shots.
Old or what?
You know, from my generation, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I like Home Alone.
Of course. Okay.
Classic. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
I know I jagged his name up.
You probably know that thing. That was good, beloved.
Thank you.
A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
you can't mention Christmas without saying Christmas Story, right?
Yeah, one of the best movies that I ever seen.
One that played all day
every
on Christmas.
Day. And then I'm gonna go with the Friday at the next.
Bro,
yo,
classic.
That's like my favorite one, dog.
Don't ever let me go first.
Yeah, I am a boy, Damon.
Yo, like yo, phone book.
Yeah,
ain't in the phone book.
Right. Where was your antennas?
That was a good one. So, what's yours, beloved?
Well, I mean, you clearly named one of them already.
True. Okay, so don't let me go first.
But you know, I think it might be a Southern household thing. But like when I was growing up, we used to watch A Color Purple on Christmas too. I don't know why, but
wow, Harpo.
Huh? Hoppo.
Hoppo. See, I said it wrong.
Hoppo. Hey, but look, man, my family. The kind of country, so.
Where's the
Huh?
You said Hoppo.
Yeah, that's Sealy. How you say Hoppo.
Sealy. You know, I mean, I don't know.
You don't pronounce stuff like the way it's supposed to be spelled? Hoppo.
My thing is, I'm not understanding, like, what's the relation to Christmas?
You know, I honestly
don't
know.
Because of the snow scene they had in there? They had a snow scene in there.
They did.
That might be, I don't know. I just know since I was a little kid, that's one of the movies we watched.
Tradition.
And since you know that movie's like 6 hours, it took up half the day.
Oh, wow.
So the rest of it, we if we got lucky, we got to jump on the Christmas Story marathon because you know it played like all day
that's
on Christmas
up,
on one channel.
You know what?
And then, what else was there?
I thought you were going to say we watched Roots next, but I'm glad you said
Nah.
Yeah. Like, God damn.
We don't want Christmas to be depressing.
South
we
Carolina,
just.
Damn.
Like, okay, I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get Kunta. Slavery.
You know,
slavery
Kunta?
Was wrong.
But you
I
know, every year I try to watch all the you know, the traditional Christmas joints.
Okay.
And then I used to watch, I don't know why, but I used to watch All Dogs Go to Heaven, too.
Wow.
When I was a little kid, I used to watch it all the time.
Very unorthodox.
Yeah, I'm a very
unorthodox
person.
Lineup. No, not necessarily you,
and
but
then,
it's a tradition.
Hey, look, this year, though, I think I'm going to go see Star Wars on Christmas. I know it'll come out on the 18th, but I'm going to go ahead and see it on Christmas.
I like it, man. He came up with 4. Hey, guys, it's going. I'm keeping tally, all right? All right, so hey, I'm going to tell you, Star Wars, definitely, that's a good look. I like that. And that, the crazy thing, man, like the dude who's got the star role in it, it's a black guy.
Finally.
And Twitter went upset about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I ain't see that.
I was trolling everybody who was getting mad. I kept getting all these mentions. Like,
but it wasn't on the Irresponsible Mentors, all right?
No, it was just me.
Okay.
I didn't know if y'all wanted that heat, so I just did it on my own.
God,
that's what's
please
up,
stop bothering us.
That's what's going on. Okay, well, my top three.
See, he didn't pronounce that right either.
Yeah, my top three. I mean, I'm saying that purposely, guys. I mean, my man's already said Christmas Story, so I'm not going to say that. He also stated Home Alone. I'm not going to say that one, which is in my – actually, I had a top 6. So
when he said something about my 4. Go ahead.
Yeah, very true. But I just want to – but this is the only reason I did that, guys, is if y'all said one of mine.
Oh, okay.
I had a go-to. So my next one would be Gremlins.
Yo,
remember the Gremlins?
That's a good one, yo.
Remember Gizmo?
Yeah. Yo,
Christmas?
you remember the one that turned into the lady?
Which one?
The female Gremlin.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh.
That was the first transgender.
The first transgender was a Gremlin.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yo, we didn't connect it to dots.
Yo, I had a Furby and I tried to wet it to see if it would turn into a Gremlin.
Yeah. Oh wow.
It didn't work. I broke it because it was electronic, and I ruined it when I dunked it in the water because it had batteries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm glad you ain't jumping that with it, though, while you playing.
Nah, y'all wouldn't have a Mike Love y'all got here today if I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be here. Not all of me would be here, though.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm sure you're a smart guy, man. I'm sure you'll be all right. Anyway, let's jump into the next one. Yeah. So, my next joint, you know, is, nobody said it.
What's up?
Bad Santa. I mean, it's new and old, but Bad Santa was.
Yo, Bad Santa was pretty funny.
It was pretty raunchy.
That was a dope.
Ratchet. Santa was
having
hoes.
Butt sex in the changing rooms.
I don't want to say it, but she was like, yes, continue to sodomize me.
And what's, dog, that midget, what's the guy's name? That dude is in everything.
Yeah, man. He played in Martin, too. Remember that
yep.
episode?
With the
midgets,
nunchucks?
When the midgets.
Yo, he got the nunchucks in every show.
Yeah, yeah. He's a funny guy, man. Definitely a funny guy. And my third one, it's kind of like a tie between Scrooge and
okay.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Which one, though? The cartoon or the Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely a
you
classic.
Know, I like doing both, though.
Why you say that?
Because they both funny
Dr.
to me.
Seuss joint.
Yeah, Dr.
Yeah,
Seuss
agree.
Is
I
a
agree.
Classic. And
I
then,
agree.
You know, Jim Carrey, he's always funny.
Yeah, that's
except honestly, for in I Love You, Man, or whatever that movie was.
I like that one,
The Gay Prisoner.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Pause. But How the Grinch Stole Christmas joint, the Dr. Seuss, those joints are timeless.
Always.
Yeah, so, I mean, any generation can watch those. So, yeah, those are my top three. All right, so what we got next, man?
What's that? Memories.
Christmas
Your best memories.
Memories
from Christmas.
I like it.
Yeah.
Chip T.
You know what? Not getting sentimental on y'all or anything like that.
This dude misty
about
eyed.
About to cry.
He's misty eyed right
yeah,
now.
Man.
You gonna cry?
Nah.
You need some tissue?
He gonna cry.
You need no beer?
No. I'm good. I don't need nothing else. I mean, I got that oil in my system.
Yeah, don't need to ball your fist when you say yeah. that, though.
I know, right? You can't reach me.
True.
My favorite Christmas memory, honestly, was last year.
Yeah? What's that?
What's going on?
My daughter.
Oh,
she's born on
man.
Christmas?
No. Just seeing her open the presents.
Oh.
So,
dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Okay.
How old is she?
Shit, daddy's 19 months now.
Okay. That's
so,
what's up.
19 months. 1 year, 7 months.
Okay.
I know people get mad. If y'all can't do math, man, it's
the damn baby's
math.
Two.
Yeah, so. No,
true.
She's not two. She's one.
Yeah.
So, when I say one, motherfuckers thinking that she can't even talk, but we have conversations. Yeah,
what
so,
y'all be talking about?
Oh, me and Addie?
Yeah.
Just life in general.
Oh, word?
Yeah, man. She got this little boy, Charlie, checking for her.
That's deep.
So, Charlie, man, I'm not trying to beat up your dad. I know we go to the same gym. I'm not trying to hit him with a dumbbell.
You going to diddy
hey,
him?
Man, no need, man. No need to catch a case, man.
Yeah, so if
Christmas
I'm off,
case.
Christmas. If I'm off yeah, the man. Show, y'all know what happened. But just seeing her open up the presents, man, that was just dope, man. Like, I look at my life and I want to sit there and say that I always try to see what I wanted for Christmas and mm-hmm. stuff. And no, my daughter still has Christmas presents from last year that's not opened. So that's my favorite.
I'm a fan of you down, Mike Love, man. I know, man.
Thank
it's
you,
heavy
man.
In there.
Yeah,
man.
It's heavy,
like,
man. I'm giving y'all some heavy
that.
Stuff, but
God,
that's what dude, I like, man.
That's
so,
what's up, man.
It's just something
you know?
in the booth that's getting
Nah,
my
it's
eye.
Not that. It's not that, man. It's called alcohol, you know? It gets you real in touch with your emotions.
Mom, it's
and
not
feelings.
Alcohol, but that's what Chip T wants to say, man.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that, brother. I'm glad. Hey, that was a great story.
Yeah.
I like it because we all can relate because we all got kids. So that's what's up, man. I like it. What about you, DJ Mike Love?
Mine might not be as sentimental. It's funny to me
yeah.
still. You know, you remember back in the day when Nerf was coming out with all their toys and stuff? Well,
oh, he's a Nerf fighter.
I've been okay. begging for this one toy, and I finally got it. It was the Nerf bow and arrow. And that Christmas, I think I might have got my ass whooped 3 or 4 times by my older sister and my cousins because I was shooting everybody in the house with those arrows. And it wasn't from across the room. It was point-blank range.
Oh, wow.
Like, I would low crawl through my grandma's house, sneak up on somebody.
How far did your grandma stay? That's my
hey,
grandma stay. You low crawling.
I was a little kid, man. I was a fool. I'll start at the back of the house. I'll low crawl through a living room full of people
mm-hmm.
to go into a room and shoot one of my cousins in the side of the head.
Nice. That sounds like fun.
No, because they took all my arrows and threw them on the roof.
You're like, fuck you and that arrow.
Yo,
that
yo, you want to shoot us with arrows?
Hey,
yeah. Fuck them arrows.
But look, I got one of them down, and I remember I snuck up behind my baby brother, and he was trying to take a picture for my mom. And we still got the picture to this day. Mm-hmm. I might throw it on the on the Twitter page so y'all can see it. But my little brother, you know, he's sitting in the living room with his Jordans on. And I snuck up behind him, and that was the last thing he remembers before I shot him off the couch.
Wow. Hey, guys, he's not talking about literally.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Nah.
We already know he lost his guns. Literally.
I exactly. killed him with Nerf, son.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
It was a lit Christmas that year until they took it.
So what was your favorite
one, beloved? Oh, man, that's a good one. So as far as my Christmas, I can have some interesting ones. I'll say some one when we gonna talk about childhood, or we gonna just talk about like just
your favorite
in general.
Just your favorite.
Okay.
We're not going into milestones.
All right. Well, I kind of wanted to hit a couple milestones, but since we're doing that, I think one of my great Christmas memories is probably just being around family. On top of that, you know, having all those Christmas presents under the tree. And, you know, back then, they wasn't no, oh, we going to order it online. Nah, they had to actually go out there and physically go get it. You know, they had to go to the store, and it had to be in stock, so they had to make sure it was there. So, you know, it was a lot more effort put into it, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. So, me, being a curious kid that I am, you see them presents under the tree,
oh,
and what
you
I'm
did.
Doing. You know, I'm going over there, making a little hole in it. To see if I can see some words.
You disrespectful ass.
See if I can see some pictures.
Yeah.
You know.
Your mama went through all that trouble and you just gonna bust the rapper over.
Yeah. If I can't do that, I'm gonna put it under the light. Maybe I can see something. You know? You know, or I put a hole in it and then flip it over. You know? And they not checking for it. I am though. You know, remember the pick up and shake?
Yeah.
Remember that?
See if you can hear anything.
Yeah. But you know what? You know how the parents get smart. I mean, one year, man, that box was so damn light and it was no gift in there. You know?
Oh.
Right.
That's light smart.
So you just, your presence that's there for cultural purposes.
For sure. And then I'm like, yo, then they bring out the real one. I'm like, oh, look at you. Yeah, we knew your ass was checking for them. I'm like, got it.
Yo, I just, you know, that's why we need to start recording that stuff.
That boy had a full hairline.
Yeah, I seen Rambo, DJ Mike Love, DJ Rambo Mike Love. He just showed us the picture of him trying to shoot somebody.
He had a Halloween costume on, too.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That shit was 2 months later.
That was my swag sweater.
I'm a bad bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yo, so, 2015.
Highlights
of 2015.
It
was a great year, though.
It was an amazing year.
Well, great year for us. You know, we started a podcast. We did things of that nature.
True. Yeah.
Racial divide in the country when you think of a black person
so
was
much.
Crazy. What's your top moment in 2015?
Probably just moving to Virginia. Because, you know, I lived in Georgia for so long. And I came up here for something new.
Georgia was straight, though, right?
Man, Georgia was lit. I still go down there, though.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it.
Being down here in Virginia, man.
It's different, you know, because I've never lived so close to the water.
Well, being down here in Virginia?
Yeah.
The water's cool, you know.
But see, I like water and stuff. You know, I fish all the time.
Oh, you're a fisherman?
I saltwater fish. So,
oh.
Yeah.
So you're a gainsman.
Oh, yeah. God. I got a freezer full of...
fish?
Yeah, saltwater
shit,
fish.
I never tasted it when we came over there.
Hey, man, y'all never asked. Y'all
so,
never asked for.
2015, Virginia, moved here
2013.
Can't say that I love it.
Yeah?
No, can't say I love it. I'm from, like, well, I always say I claim Duval. I was raised there for 16 years. I was born in Virginia. Mom stays here, grandma stays here, dirt, country roads, all that stuff. I can't say I love Virginia though. You know, it's a good state. Don't love the taxes in Virginia.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yo, why the fuck are we paying taxes after I bought a car?
That's why I'm not a resident.
Oh, I'm not a resident, but they'll send. Yo, when you buy a car,
I registered my car in South Carolina where I'm from.
Shit, I need a the biggest mistake was registering in Virginia.
You're right.
Yeah, because when you do it, the motherfuckers will send you a bill in the mail ASAP. And we're not gonna get into the reasons why we don't pay those taxes.
Just know that we got
jobs. What you could have done was ask them to add the taxes into the sale of the car.
You know, when you're doing that, you know, do you hate buying a car?
Not necessarily.
No, because they always, this is what they do. You know, they walk in, they like, I got to talk to my manager. Motherfucker, just tell me what the price of the car going to be.
Yeah.
So don't stop. Like, just be up front. We up front on the show.
So, yeah, right, because I'm going to buy the car.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the car. I'm here.
Very true.
I didn't come here just because on a whim. I know what I'm going to get approved for. You know, Chip Carson has a very good credit score.
And he is not afraid to show you guys.
So I don't need you to sit there and fucking placate with me about what you got to say.
Nah, man, continue, man.
About what, like, you know, this car's popular, blah, blah, blah. I got kids. I'm not getting a minivan. But the Honda Pilot is nice.
Yeah, it's very spacious.
No, what they try to do, they try to put you in the car that they've been trying to get off the lot.
I want
because of the year.
I want that one.
They'd be like, you know, this is a good fit for you. Let me get one of my guys to bring it around front for you.
I ain't trying to hear that good fit shit, man. I'm coming here for the car that I want. Shit. So this year, I bought a car.
Okay.
You know, we started the podcast.
Okay.
So the podcast was cool.
Absolutely.
You know, we tried to talk about the venture of Wingstop.
True. I like how y'all did the highlights of 2015. You know, me personally, I just wanted to do a different twist to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Some more like what's happening in the world, entertainment, sports. You know what I'm saying? Highlights of 2015.
No, I want to hear what you.
You want to hear?
I want to hear what was your highlights.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was my highlights. 2015, man. Shit happened in my damn life, man.
One of my highlights was watching Meek Mill destroy his rap career.
Yeah. But hey, nah, man. Chip T want to hear what my highlights was.
What was your highlights in 2000? I stopped
drinking.
Ooh.
That was a big highlight. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I haven't had a drink, you know? Well, I can't, even then I can't drink. But, you know, I got like three jobs. Well, I had three additional jobs on top of the job I already had, you know? So that was definitely a highlight.
What's
you
the
know,
top? What's
I was
the
a lot
three?
More active. You said what?
What's the three?
Well, I can't talk about one, but definitely an Uber driver or Uber partner.
A partner?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And what else do I... I cut hair, you know, I do fades, you know, tapers, you know, you want a mohawk, I can do that too.
Nah. Okay, so when Kip, shout out to you, Kip.
Yeah.
When he's not in the shop, I might go to Square Biz and see what's up.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I can't make any promises, you know, though, because Kip keeps me right.
Yeah, Chip T came one time, never came back. But, No shade against me.
No shade against me.
I don't think we talked for at least a good 3 months after that too. You know, but
like dog, who lines you up?
Yeah, true.
That don't look like my
novice barber.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, you can consider it a job, but I have a family as well. So yeah, man. I mean, I got a few jobs, and outside of that, I'm part of an organization. You know, and I do that as well.
Straight.
So yeah. I'm a cornerstone, but yeah, man, I'm out here. But yeah, that's just my highlights for 2015.
Yo, let's take a pause for the calls, man. Y'all go fill your drinks. Y'all go get y'all turkey, your sweet potato, Patti LaBelle pies. We're gonna be right back, right at you, Chip T.
Ho ho ho! Then what's your name, little boy?
Irresponsible. Mentors. Mentors. Irresponsible. That is so irresponsible.
Top 2015 sports moments of the year. It's been a crazy year in sports. Square Biz. Golden State. Cam Newton. You got your boy LeSean McCoy saying he don't want to shake nobody's hand. Kobe Bryant retiring. Crazy. What's your top moments?
I mean, you named all of them. Thanks a lot, Chip T, for not leaving me nothing.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, the last one I probably can, that was a big one this year. I think Michael Jordan, he made more money in his shoe career than that one necessarily 2015. I'll go with Lamar Odom. How he damn near almost died.
And I mean, got his woman like, back.
But, yeah. I don't say he got a back. I mean,
sometimes you
got
to fake die to get your bitch back.
Oh, nah, man.
I'm saying.
He was faking, you know.
You don't think he was faking?
Nah, not at all, man.
Nah, that wasn't fake. He almost died.
Yeah, rock style lifestyle, man.
He was Charlie Sheen in just a little bit.
But you know what? If I love a girl, shit, man, you know, all stuff is going to be pulled out, man.
Yo, one more. Mayweather.
Kill everybody around her.
Mayweather.
You know, he undefeated.
Retired undefeated. He beat Manny Pacquiao, which is very sad for my culture.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, not for your culture, man. What were you talking about?
My culture?
Yeah.
Why can't I say it's part of my culture?
Well, I'm not understanding. Like, are you Filipino?
Half.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You never mentioned that before.
I don't really got to mention what I'm part of.
You mentioned everything. You mentioned that you're 10% black.
You mentioned your credit score.
Yeah, you mentioned everything else.
I never mentioned my credit score.
So how the hell all of a sudden you're Filipino?
How am I Filipino?
Yeah.
Man, my daughter's Filipino.
That don't count.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. You know what, man? I'm tired of buffoonery, man.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? You sitting up here talking about you part Filipino, man. Just say your kids is, man. Like, come on, B.
Yo, man, my daughter's half Filipino.
That doesn't count for you.
Who, me?
Yeah, that doesn't count for you.
I'm doing it for the Filipino culture, though. I'm trying to bring us on the map. You see how I said us? Because I'm a part of the culture. You get me?
No.
You don't? No, but shout out to all you strong black women out there. Keep doing it. Chip T not checking
He
for
doing
you.
It for his strong Nubian Filipino women.
Princesses? Yeah, I get it. So we're moving back on that. The Pacquiao fight.
Okay.
Did it live up to the hype?
No.
We watched it together.
We did.
Yeah, we did watch
Everybody
it.
In the house was upset.
Yeah.
The food was good, though.
The Filipino food.
Yeah. The Filipino food was good.
So we went to the fight. You know, I said, hey, Mike Love, man, we're going to watch this fight. I felt that the fight really didn't live up to his hype, just due to the pure fact that
I think because people treat it like it's MMA, or they were expecting it to be as exciting and as action packed as MMA or a Rocky movie. You know, Mayweather, he's always been a defensive fighter.
No, and he boxes.
Why would people think that he'd do anything different against Pacquiao?
Yeah, why would
he
you say-
moved? When he threw punches like he was supposed to, he didn't go in head first. You know, he wasn't throwing wild punches. He did what he was supposed to. He was a smart fighter. It wasn't entertaining because UFC, everybody just runs straight in and start pummeling each other. You know, I think that's why it didn't live up, because people had unrealistic
expectations
of the fight. Yeah.
So I think I wasn't mad about the fight. I wish it could have been a little bit more action packed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think that's for me, like you said before, watching UFC. You sit there and see stuff like that, you're like, oh man, like in UFC, you know, they're going to go toe to toe. There's going to be takedowns and stuff like that. Boxing is more of a stand up game. They're not going to sit there.
Boxing is strictly a stand up game.
And it's a science, the boxing.
Yeah.
It's more scientific. Let's not get into the UFC battle and say that it's scientific. Yeah, I know that there's more aspects of UFC. You got your pound and ground. You got your stand-up game, things of that nature. I just think that I was expecting something a little bit more different than what I actually viewed and paid for.
Yeah, everybody was.
I'm not mad about it. Do I think there should be a rematch? Fuck no, because I'm not paying for it.
We'll just watch it the next day on Facebook.
Yeah.
We spent way too much time on Manny Pacquiao. So, ain't no shots.
Hey, shout out to Manny Pacquiao, man. Yo, keep doing it for the culture, beloved. Hey, Congressman Manny Pacquiao.
There you go. Yo, but some more highlights we had this year. Yo, Meek Mill and Drake beef.
Oh.
That was a great moment in hip hop.
Shout out to the light-skinned beloveds for doing it for the culture.
We also had Bill Cosby.
Quaalude.
Hold on, you said sports.
No, I didn't say sports. I guess said more highlights.
What, oh, I was about to say, because I mean, if we're saying sports, then he was knocking women out, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, we still was on the sports thing. We didn't go to entertainment. He knocked a couple chicks out. Okay, so
a couple. Did you see the Lifetime magazine cover? He knocked out at least 50.
Yeah, I had to.
He knocked out more than Mayweather.
Hey, Chip T had to put on some bifocals to see all the women that was on that cover.
It was so many chairs.
So, what about the Golden State Warriors? Their run.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a really good run. Yeah.
You think they're going to beat the Bulls, 96 Bulls?
The 96 Bulls? Why not?
That touched a nerve.
Honestly, I'm not throwing shots. I'm just saying, like, why can't they?
No, I didn't say they couldn't. I mean, they 24-1 right now.
Yeah.
So
you don't think do you think they could?
Absolutely.
Do you think they'll be better than the Bulls?
Yo, man, only time will tell.
Right, it's hard to make those comparisons because, you know, it's two different eras, so you can't actually put those two teams against each other. You can only compare stats.
I think I could put them together.
No, I mean like literally, like this era you can't have the '96 Bulls play the 2015 Golden State Warriors like in an actual match because obviously they would drag them because they're old.
No, I'm not trying to say that.
That's my point.
Oh, my point is they're more stronger. More faster.
Did you say that right?
No, that's stronger.
More stronger.
Yeah, I used two positives, so no, that wasn't right. They're stronger.
Okay.
They're faster.
Yeah.
They can shoot better. They got a better understanding of the game.
How the hell are they stronger? I'm not understanding that, man. Like, come on. It's like, you think
they did have Dennis Rodman.
Not even that, though, man. Let's think about, like, how the game has kind of, like,
evolved.
Changed since back then, man. Let's be real. Like, so as far as all these calls and how light
yeah, you
they
can
are,
travel now.
Bumping a person and, oh, foul. You know what I'm saying? Or you can just tap them. Oh, foul. Like, come on,
so
man.
I'm going to flip it back on you. So if it's more harder to sit there. So back in the day.
You think Curry be coming in that hole back in that era? Like, come on. Let's be real right now. He'd be on his ass. All right? And he'd be like, you know what? Nah.
So
nah,
they, but
your daughter would murder Curry.
Yeah, I would think.
But
you know
now,
what I'm
but now they call fouls more... They call fouls more
frequently.
Frequently than now.
Yes.
So is it harder? Because now, you know, you have to sit there and not only they don't come in.
It'd be harder for the Bulls.
Yeah.
Now because back then there weren't that many calls. If that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because now I think the Warriors they're more of a jump shooter. They shoot threes. You know, right now to this date. Stephen Curry has more three-pointers than Larry Bird had in his career. Like, the most three-pointers Larry Bird ever had in his career in a season, Steph Curry already surpassed that.
I mean, I can see that. I can't, you know, confirm because I don't watch basketball. But, yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
So, that's why I think now if we put a match – if we could fucking simulate it like they do the Super Bowl on Madden and stuff, I think the Golden State Warriors will win. I mean, you got Iguodala. People ain't checking for him. The finals MVP. I mean, he's good. I mean, he scores more, I think, than Dennis Rodman did in 96. He was more of an offensive player.
Yo, man, you can't compare. If you want to compare the team, let's be real, man. Dennis Rodman, he used to be a scorer back in the day. All right, but when he came, you know, he plays his role, right? So what did he do? He turned same. Into
that,
a,
and he was like an intimidation factor.
He,
back
no, he
then
turned
too.
It, well, not necessarily. He turned
the
into a defensive
of the
player,
nails,
and then
somebody and stuff.
I won't go all that, man. But I mean, my man was averaging over double digit rebounds. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, it wasn't none for him to get 20 boards in a game or 15 boards in a game and 10 points. Like, I mean, he could do it all, man. Let's be real. So I'm just saying, like, Tony Kukoc, that was my three-point man. Ron Harper, that was, you know, he can get to the bucket. He can shoot a layup, you know what I mean? He had a jumper, or he can shoot you a three. Steve Kerr, I mean, he was threes all day. All right, so Luke Longley, Bill Winnington. Let's just talk about this team, man. This is a great team, man. Like, I'm just telling you,
this
they got a match for everybody.
Dropping all my old saying, basketball cards.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, I ain't even throwing Jason Caffey and Dickie Simpkins in there. All right,
Jesus.
Like, hey, Corey Blunt. Like, I'm saying, he was nice back then,
hey,
man.
Chip T just sat back in the seat and put his hands on his head. Like, he really felt passionate about it.
I'm just saying, I didn't want to spend this much time on it, but since you is, years? Hey, let's do it.
No, but you didn't win, motherfucker.
Hey, I didn't say I did. All I'm saying is,
I think now, to this day, it would have been a good matchup if they both, because one played in the West, one played in the East, they could have been in the finals. So, moving on.
We had tougher teams back then, man. Like, it wasn't just so one-sided back in the day. That's all I'm saying. Like, the East was good and the West was decent.
Oh, yeah. The West is definitely kicking the East ass right now.
Absolutely.
So, moving on. So, entertainment. You had Meek Mill, Drake, light skin versus dark skin.
That was cool. You know, light skin prevailed. we can talk about I don't know, man, like entertainment. I mean, how far you want to go? I want to jump on, I mean, Meek Mill, we already kind of discussed that in other podcasts. We already know who the victor of that was.
Yeah, so shout out to you, Meek Mill. Come back in the studio.
What about we already kind of touched on Bill Cosby,
Quaaludes,
yeah, and Bobby Christina, she passed this year.
Yeah,
Bobby Christina,
Whitney Houston's daughter.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yo, they ever had, like, basically what happened with that?
What you mean as far as, like, the investigation part of it?
Is it still going on?
Yeah, I believe so, because I don't think he's been charged yet. I think he's...
Yeah, I think they're still investigating.
Yeah, yeah.
There will be nothing that comes out of that.
I don't know, man.
They said he put her in the tub.
Yo, maybe she needed to take a bath.
While she was asleep?
Shit.
Or passed out?
Sometimes, man, if you on dope, that's what she was on.
Cocaine's one hell of a drug.
Yeah. Sometimes you just fall asleep. Quaaludes. What else?
we had, Trump and his antics this year?
Oh, wow.
My God.
No, shout out to...
We should treat...
What's the song? Up Like Donald Trump.
Up Like Donald Trump. That's all I know,
I feel
man.
Like shout we should treat the Donald Trump topic like ISIS. I don't want to stay on that too much.
Wow.
Yeah, like, man. Donald Trump, man. Fucking clown. Beloved.
Charlie Sheen comes out. HIV.
Woo.
Holly Holmes kicks Ronda Rousey in the neck.
Ooh, that was a great
and takes
match.
Her title.
Great Nubian match. Princess. I still my, love
everybody's not Nubian.
People going to be mad at you about that.
Yo, again. Hey, Ronda. I got a Christmas party on Friday.
Oh yeah, she did go. She did go with the Marine or something.
The Marine,
yeah,
yeah.
My Dallas Cowboys falling so far.
That's
from
every
last
year,
season.
Man. Come on, that's every
this?
Year, man.
How long
like, come
are we
on.
Doing this?
Hey, man,
man,
look.
How long are we gonna?
Shut
do
up!
That?
Did I bring up Jacksonville?
How long
do I ever bring up Jacksonville?
Like,
can I talk about my Cowboys? Can I talk about my Cowboys?
No.
Can I talk about my Cowboys?
Do you think
the year of our Lord 2015?
I mean, I'm done, but I didn't like you interrupting me.
Smack his ass.
I can't
Yo,
reach.
Why are we always talking about the Cowboys?
Because they're America's favorite team. Fuck whether no. you hate them or lead
well,
them, love them.
That's up for debate.
Okay, then who's America's favorite team? I ain't never heard nobody say Jacksonville Jaguars
the
were.
Patriots.
That's a fact.
Patriots aren't.
Why?
Because they're not.
So, in your mind...
We're more popular
so in your
than Jacksonville.
Mind,
they may have a better winning
so,
record,
no, in your mind,
but the Dallas Cowboys are more popular.
Hey, guys, sit
when
down,
they bring
please.
Up, look,
hey,
look,
no,
when
no,
they,
no.
When, look, whenever you Calm see cheerleaders down. Somewhere, it's always the Cowboy cheerleaders. Whether the Cowboys are winning, whether the Cowboys are losing, people are talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody talks about the Patriots when they lose.
That's true.
They
man.
Always talk about the Cowboys when they lose. They always talk about the Cowboys when we win. You and Stephen A. Smith can't keep the Cowboys out of your mouth.
Just like
pause.
Something else I heard. Yeah. Hey, yo, so check
no
this
pause.
Out, though. Check this out, though. But honestly, man, Dallas is self-proclaimed America's team. But, hey, hey, no shade.
Oh,
no shade.
So you...
no shade. No shade at
says
all,
the
bad man.
Fan. Go ahead. Yeah,
right.
But, yeah, I mean, hey, we be taking shots all year, though. But I think the highlight, like the biggest highlight,
ooh.
we touched on it in another topic when we was talking about the Gremlins. You know, the first transgender Gremlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
hey,
stop.
Caitlyn, 2015.
I don't got nothing to say about that.
You know, that
Yo,
was a big highlight.
I saw whatever reality show it was, mm-hmm. and he was on there. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a video of him speaking. And it's like, you ever go to a bar? I don't know if y'all have ever. Well, okay,
back in the
I'll
day,
say
we
this.
Used to frequent him.
I've DJed in all types of bars,
uh-huh.
and I remember I was sitting at this bar and waiting for my drink so I could go back upstairs or whatever, and this lady started talking to me, And when she started talking, her voice was deeper than mine, and it kind of threw me off. And I just stared at Shim. Yeah, Shim. Mm-hmm. For a good minute before I responded. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt when I hear Caitlyn, Kris Jenner speak. Like, looks like a woman. Sounds like somebody's dad.
That don't look shit like a woman to me. I'm just throwing out that.
Hell no. If I saw you before, no. Your daughter looks good, though. Shout out to you, Kylie.
I'm like, yo, yeah, your mom has some strong features.
Your mom got some strong genes,
yeah,
son.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, but calves,
like,
on her,
son,
man.
Your mom can palm a basketball.
Yeah, like, yo, man.
Oh, mom. Oh, you talking about Caitlin?
Yeah, yeah, Caitlin.
Yeah, your mom. Yeah.
Your mom can outrun me in the 400.
Yeah, yeah.
She
facts.
Could. Yeah, she facts. Could at 62.
In heels.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a big one, but there was too much flack about that.
I don't think he should have won Woman of the Year. That was like an insult to so many women.
Stop it. Like, and I'm not even, you know,
come on, the Courage Award?
The Courage Award. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know how many people won that award and they're like lost limbs, been deployed and things like that of that nature, military folks, and then you gonna sit there and give it to a person just cause they...
He tucked his ding dong into his butt.
It's still there.
Oh, wow.
If you're gonna go all out, man, cut this shit off.
You're right. That's courage.
That's courage.
Because can't come back from that.
You know what? I would have gave it to him if he'd have cut his dick off.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
why we moved off this fucking topic.
That's real true courage.
Yeah. Dedication.
Dedication. Yeah. Hey, you want to be a girl, cut your dick off. That's all I'm saying.
He playing, huh? He want to play playing house and shit.
Yeah, you playing house. Your dick still there. You stand up pissing. You walk in with a dress, you stand up pissing.
Yeah.
Like Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah, hey, if you can use a urinal, how can you get Woman of the Year? That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
You don't got to wipe yourself. You don't deserve Woman of the Year.
If you got to shake it after you finish pissing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're not bleeding, what, 2 times a month?
Yeah.
3 times? I don't know how. I mean,
you're not
spotting. I don't know how it goes. I don't know how it goes, guys. Yeah. You cannot produce another human. I mean, you're not.
Why
you're not
you
a woman.
Get Woman of the Year?
Yeah. You can't stuff a tampon in your pee hole.
Well, we can stuff it somewhere else, though, man. Yeah. Hey, but that's another topic.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
Yo, we're going to go to the next topics. We're about to go ahead and hit y'all with another commercial break. It's your boy Chip T. We're going to have Square Biz at the back. Let's get it.
Ho, ho, ho. Then what's your name, little boy?
Irresponsible. Near mentors. Near mentors.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yo, we back. It's Irresponsible Mentor, this Square Biz, and we about to jump into our next topic, which is New Year's resolutions.
But before we hit that up, you know, y'all probably pissed off. You're probably switching your faces, getting mad of what DJ Mike Love said. Yeah. You know, I'm snitching low-key. I just asked for the cigarette. Quote. So go ahead and...
Okay, so it was brought to my attention that people might be a little upset that I call Caitlyn Jenner a shim. So right now I would like to publicly say, so what? I'm not going to apologize. Why?
Yo, he about that life.
Because I do not care about PC like everybody else does in 2015.
All right,
I see it as a shim. So I'm going to call
Donald
it a shim.
Trump.
All right,
hey,
Trump.
It is what it is, you know? Mm. DJ Mike Love for president.
Yeah.
It's a shim.
And he just did his face. His eyebrows just went up. So resolutions.
Oh, man. So the new
2016,
year.
New year, new me.
Yo, oh, my yo. God.
That's a great topic, though.
Dog, all the single moms out there.
Stop it.
Doing bad stuff. That's what they're be posting that you remember the picture from last year where the lady had the backpack on and she was stepping out of 2014 into 2015.
Yeah,
hey, but all
she's
the moms,
still on them 2 steps.
Yeah.
Hey, all the moms out there that's single, keep doing what you do.
Yeah, shout out to there the ones go. That's doing what they got to do, you know, for the kids. But to the ones that, you know, they use their kids as tools or they leave their kids with their grandparents all the time. y'all do better for the new year. How about that?
I like it.
Is that a good PSA?
Nah, that's great.
That's great?
That's great.
Okay.
But, hey, if I'm checking for you, I'm not checking for you right now.
Okay.
I got some good at home. Mm. Yeah, you got to make over 75,000 talk to me. Oh, so
this guy.
The numbers got to be right.
Yeah, the numbers got to be right. We checking for everything. We got to sit there and meet, you know, prenups and all that, things of that nature.
Oh, wow.
So, guy. Hey, what is your...
You know, honestly, I don't really have any because I know I ain't going to stay with him. You know what I mean? I'm not going to commit to him. You know that guy. You know, hey, man. I mean, granted, I don't smoke. All right?
No, but we don't. None of us smoke.
Yeah, yeah. But she's always... Funny guy. But I'm like, no. No shade. No shade, guy. No shade. But, you know, it's always that one guy that say, hey, man, yeah, man, I'm stop smoking, man. You know, December 31st gonna be my last day.
Yeah, I'm gonna toke up. What? No, not toke up.
I'm a kid. How many come in a pack of cigarettes?
I don't know. 18, I don't smoke.
24? I don't know.
Hey, Chip Carson, how many come in a pack?
I don't know.
He don't know, right? I'm just say we'll say 20.
Okay,
right?
That's a.
You know, I'm gonna smoke these last 20 tonight.
Big ass pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna smoke these last 20.
In New Year's, I'm gonna smoke this last 20. I get it. 2015. I'm done.
You know, January 1st. Everything is going good.
A new year, new me.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Chewing hella bubble gum.
Yeah. Nicotine gum, right? You know?
Nicorette.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in, right? Hey, 2 weeks later, what you seeing?
Oh, shit. You know, man, it's been a long week.
Yeah.
Hey, man, really? Let me get one. Stressful. You got a lighter, dog?
Yeah, I got a lighter.
Let's go burn one.
Oh, you want to burn one? I thought you stopped smoking.
Man, look, I can't take these people in here.
Oh,
I just need something to calm my nerves.
Man, you ain't shit. You know that? This motherfucker talk all this shit. Talk about, hey, every year he talking about, oh, man, I'm going to stop smoking. Every fucking year, man. What's going on?
I knew you for the last 9 years. You've been quitting smoking. Yeah, man. Cigarettes then
no,
went
no,
up.
No. Yeah. It's those people... And I'm going to start going to the gym, people. Why? You because y'all crowd the machines... Y'all, I've been going to the gym religiously now for the past 3 years, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was one of those people once, but I stuck with it. Now I cannot stand it. They sit on the machines, they take selfies, they want people to take videos for the gram. You know what I'm saying?
For the gram.
Yeah. They kill me. They make my workout longer from January 1st to January 15th.
No. They stop. They go for a good 2 months.
They got all them workout clothes for nothing.
But you know what the cool thing about it is that, you know, they hardcore in the beginning. You know, they stick to their schedule.
Yeah, they do.
And then slowly, you know, 5 days turn into 4 days. 4 days turn to 3 days. 3 days turn to no days.
Hey, I go 5 days a week.
Five days?
Yo. Sometimes six.
Oh, so you're avid. You know, everybody wants to get these gym memberships. Stop doing that, man. You don't need a gym to sit there and get in shape.
So what you're saying, you're wasting money?
Y'all might as well go to Planet Fitness.
You don't gotta go to Planet Fitness is very cheap.
Pizza
no
parties.
No weights.
You can sit there and do stuff at your house. They got parks. They got all that stuff that you can go sit there and do.
Yeah.
I like running. Yo, your boy Square Biz can tell you that. I love running.
Sure.
You know, I might not be
this guy
Gazelle.
Does run.
Gazelle.
I might not be the biggest weightlifter in the world, but I'll bust your ass on that track.
Very true.
Go run. That's
he ain't talking about the whole track neither.
What do you mean the whole track?
You know where the holes be.
Oh, no. Not on the track.
Nah, he ain't
talking
about
that. Shout out to you. Hey, make sure you use condoms this year, too, because we don't want you getting that Charlie Sheen.
Wow. That's
yeah, the Charlie Ooh. Sheen.
Or New Year's, baby.
The heat off that quest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably have to go check that after this.
Nah, you good.
So the New Year resolution, man, make sure if you want to get your body right, make sure, one, that you stick to it.
Start now, shit.
Start now. Like, why wait?
That way, when New Year's comes, you can start talking shit about other people.
And stop starting stuff on Monday.
Like, man, I've been here since December 13th.
I like that shit.
What?
Nah, you was funny. Stop starting shit on Monday. Yeah. After this weekend.
Yeah, after this weekend, yeah. I'm on. Yo, start this thing on the Wednesday. Stop starting shit on the
Yo,
Monday.
Yo, we sound like that dude from the Everest College commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Stand in the middle of the street. Yeah. You ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Put down your cigarettes. Yeah. Go to the gym.
That motherfucker made me sign up for college. Yo. I said, God damn.
Yeah, you fool.
Like, what am I doing with my life?
I turned into Simon. I wasn't even enrolled.
You fool. I'm inspired.
You smart.
Yeah.
Yo, man. Hey, I just ran off on the plug twice. Hey, the new Plies mixtape, y'all show. Make sure you go get that. That shit was lit. Make sure you go get the new 50. That was lit. Support all your artists and stuff this year in 2016.
But hold up, though.
What?
Make sure y'all go to SoundCloud and y'all check out that DJ Mike Love birthday mixtape.
Shameless plug.
It's whatever. Hey, I work pretty hard on that. Me and Z Dot, we work pretty hard on that.
Yo, man, this episode, man, fuck it. Like, I'm tired of people not hearing Z Dot. You know, I'm going off a schedule. Z Dot, man, pick up the mic.
Please give them your Twitter.
Yeah, like Z Dot.
And your website.
Yeah,
Z Dot. The website is lit.
Come on the mic, son. Stop it. Yo, hey, Z Dot, what is your 3 resolutions for the year of our Lord 2016?
All right, first of all, let me tell you that I want to do better. I want to do better. I want to do better for my family. Mm-hmm. I want to do better with my education. That's one thing. Can I just say I just want to do better? Second of all, I want to check out that new Star Wars.
Hey! Turn up!
That's important. Okay. I watched Star Wars when I was a kid at the drive-in.
Oh.
Y'all ever been to the drive-in?
Yeah. I used to live in Fayetteville.
I'm with the culture, obviously.
My first drive-thru movie was Ninja Turtles.
Not a drive-thru, a drive-in.
Yeah, drive-in. That's what I mean, drive-in.
Yeah, man, not McDonald's.
They put the little mic thing on the side of the car.
Not a drive-by. Like a
drive-by.
That's why you can't have your guns.
Back to the culture. Got it.
Give us one more, Zita.
Let's see. You know what? I want to do more with my own music. It's my art. It's my craft. And I want to do more, man. I want to be all about it. I've been recording people for a long time, and I'm about to drop some more stuff.
Yeah, we get it.
And
we don't need you.
Yeah. Right.
Z-Dot, he's like, yo, man, this is a hobby.
He's about to turn into the dream. He's going to stop writing other people's music, and he's going to start doing it himself.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Put a lot of people out of business.
Yeah, man.
It might happen.
So it was good, Z-Dot, man. Nobody ever heard you on the radio show before.
Very true.
So it was good for them to hear you.
First time. Now I'm sure you're going to share this with all your people. make sure they go check out the YouTube page. Irresponsible Mentors.
Z-Dot was like, yeah, man, I get that y'all plugging it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the show. I'm going to plug it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Y'all are funny, man. And if you do want to hit me up, I don't have a Twitter. My kids have Twitters. But you can hit me up at ZachTaylorMusic.com. And, you know, check it out.
It's a dope website, too.
Check it out.
Okay. I appreciate that, Z Dot.
Okay, I'm going to cut this microphone back off, so I got to do my job. Is that cool?
I appreciate that. Okay. Stay in your lane.
But you know what? I think a great resolution for my brethren, Chip Carson, is to stop saying pause. You know why? Because me, myself, I'm 31 years old. I don't feel like saying pause every time I say talking to the mic or something funny, you know?
So, damn. Is that shade?
Well, not at all, man.
No, but think about it. Like, we got to say pause every 20 minutes because we say some shit that might sound suspect if we were, like, in middle school.
Well, you know, to each his own. You know, you say tomato, I say tomato. Okay.
You say tomato, I say pause.
You did. You say pecan, I say pecan. You know, so I get it.
That's
man.
Not scripted.
Hey, yo, different strokes for different folks. You know, the only reason I jumped in that, guys, because I had, I brought the pause to the podcast.
Definitely did.
You know what I'm saying? And
I mean, y'all can turn it into a drinking game if y'all want. For Christmas, anytime you hear us say the word pause, you either have to take a drink or a shot.
And if you hear
that, could be great.
If you listen to the previous episodes, because we definitely don't want y'all to stop listening to them.
And anytime you hear Chip Carlson laugh,
Yeah.
You got to drink.
Or when you hear somebody say, again, Square Biz
Oh,
Day.
Wow.
Chip T. Oh, man.
It's cool because those episodes are not on the YouTube page. So.
And again. And again.
You know. Another one. You smart. Yeah.
Hey, but back to those, man. Those were classic episodes.
Those were. Classic.
You know.
Those were.
So I definitely appreciate those. And, yo, hey, we back. And we better jump into our next topic, guys, which is... safety, holiday safety,
especially New Year's.
And you know, I know we hit you with holiday safety the last episode, but it just makes sense to hit you again with the holiday safety since this is Christmas,
and right? I probably was drinking the last time y'all heard this.
Very true, very true.
Ho, ho, ho! And what's your name, little boy?
Irresponsible. Dear mentors, dear mentors.
Ho, ho, ho!
Irresponsible. Irresponsible.
Yo, this is Square Biz, and this is the Irresponsible Mentors, and we back. Go check us out on YouTube at Irresponsible Mentors and Twitter, Irresponsible M1.
So, moving into the safety topics, you know, Mr. Safety himself.
Thank you, man. I try to be safe out here in these streets.
You missed the safety?
Not necessarily, no.
He just keeps it safe, though. He keeps it safe.
I keep it safe.
Keep it on safe?
Not my trigger. My trigger figure is my safety.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
You know. Shout out to Black Hawk Down. Wow. So this year, it's a very good year. We had a very good year. So now that we're moving into the new year, let's give us some safety topics for Christmas.
Mm.
Not only Christmas.
Okay.
New Year's. Because we're going to be off the mic for about a good, like, 2 weeks.
At least.
Yeah, we're going to let y'all go visit your families, do things of that nature.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing. Yeah. We're going to be checking for our families. You know, we got very important stuff coming up. My safety message, no raping, looting, pillaging the village. All right, no cruising for hookers. Shaking babies, things of that nature.
Shaking babies.
I mean, that's legitimate.
Who the fuck shakes babies on New Year's? Well, I've seen the Facebook, but yeah, but like, yeah. Is that like a tradition somewhere?
That's Chip Carson's thing for y'all. Chip T, do not shake your babies. Put them down, go out the room, come back in like a minute. Make sure that if you put them down, you're not putting them on an elevated surface, things of that nature, you know, because kids are valuable. That's Chip Carson's. And my last thing, do not cook bacon with your shirt off.
Personal experience. He's not just telling y'all that, guys.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or turn the heat down.
Yeah.
I put mine in the oven. I bake it.
Oh. So frying bacon is still unhealthy. What's yours, beloved?
Oh, wow.
What's yours?
What's mine? Man, that's a tough one, man. I was just going to say the traditional joints. Like, don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. Have a plan. And if you ain't got no ride, hey, you can always call Uber.
Uber 0013. What's the 0013? You know that one good.
0013. Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
All right. So, zero drinks for underage people.
Okay.
Fuck. Yo, motherfucker, you know it. Like, we keeping this in it. You don't know the 0013?
Yo, man, I gave my safety tips, though. Why are you trying to jump into my shit?
You right.
Thank
I'm
you
sorry.
So much.
Go
you
ahead,
know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't know the 0013?
Of course I do.
Can you tell us what it is?
I have no clue.
So when they say it, you don't listen?
Well, I listen, man, but I mean, it's just not appropriate.
He don't drink, so why would he?
I've already told him, hey, don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. Have a plan.
It's no more than 3 drinks in one night, though, right?
That's pretty legitimate in 1 hour.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, I mean, you only gotta have so many. Yeah, you gotta only have so many.
So I can
drinks
have
per hour. You
three
know.
Long Islands in 3 hours, and I'll be good to drive.
No,
probably
no,
not.
No, not 3 Long Islands. It's all dependent on amount,
who make them.
Dosage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So if you drinking like shots, you only can have like it got to be like. Measured out, obviously, in 1 ounces per hour. Because 1 ounces, if you're a male, is going to equate to 2.0. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a female, it's going to equate to, I believe, 3.0.
That's correct. Yeah. So, you know, liver is different if you're male and female, yeah, things of that nature. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so may y'all be safe out there.
Hold on.
No. I'm not done.
Ah, okay, cool.
I'm definitely not done. Y'all be safe.
Thought we're going to have some more beef again.
No, we're not having no beef, man. We all, it's love.
True.
Y'all be safe out there. When y'all listen to this, put this on. Because when you have people talking to you when you're driving,
true,
and drinking,
true,
it's better than when you listen to music. Because sometimes when I listen to music, I get dreads.
Yeah, and his motherfucker said he got dreads. Hey, you know what? Just think this you talking alone, man. Another great safety tip. Hey, don't stop boiling no hot dogs and then go take a nap.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? Bad idea.
I'm done.
I got one though. It's a little bit more serious though. Yeah. Ladies, New Year's.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Please don't leave your drinks sitting around whenever you are at the bar. Okay? If somebody says they want to order you a drink, sit with them while they order your drink. Don't go off somewhere and let them bring you your drink.
Because if they start talking like, hello, how are you? Do you want another? Yeah, you probably got Quaalude.
Yeah, that's a difficult
like,
one.
Yeah, like real laugh. Talk. I'm not trying to cock block, but don't leave your girls. If the dude looks suspect, don't leave your girls with him. Or at least take a friend with you when y'all leave.
Yeah, if he had his shirt tucked in with no belt, you probably don't want to talk to him.
Right.
No. Oh, wow.
He got on sandals and jeans with his shirt tucked in.
With white socks. Because you know a motherfucker that wears sandals with white socks. They not right.
He got on one of them old player flex fit hats with no logo on the top. It's just a blank fitted hat.
Yeah.
With the spandex on the back.
Oh, wow.
Or if he's sitting at the mall with his phone. We heard this on the previous episode.
With a flip phone.
With a flip phone.
Yeah.
They get good service though.
If he has on a ring on every finger of his hand.
Oh, wow.
With a ponytail.
Yeah, ponytail.
Uncle Ponytail.
He got thick sideburns and a big ass mustache.
Yeah.
But yeah. Is it clean mustache or is it kind of dirty?
No, he has no facial hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if he's got on, he got on a fresh outfit. Everything matches, right, but all the logos on his shirt are like food items, like the Cheeto outfit.
Oh wow!
Or he got like
he's taking us back.
If he got on polo jeans. But it got like the giraffe on the thigh. I'm just letting you know, polo
clean.
Does not make cargo pants.
That's a culture thing.
That's
though.
A culture.
Yeah.
No.
So what if he has a box Chevy that's painted like a box of Newports? Oh,
he wow. lives. He lives at his grandma's house, and he sells dope out of his baby mama's house.
We just rambling at this point.
At this point, I got a scenario, something for every scenario.
I see.
Go ahead, give me another one.
I ain't got nothing for you, man. Y'all, it's y'all, man. It's y'all, right?
I see it all the time. Yeah. If he's turning up and all of his friends are sharing one bottle, don't go over there. They're not balling. They all chipped in for that one $200 bottle. If they were really balling, everybody would have their own.
True.
I'm just saying. Don't be fooled by the sparkles, ladies. It's New Year's.
There you go.
Hey,
what else y'all want?
I mean,
I've seen it all.
Okay. My big thing is, I mean, I know I already hit my joint, but definitely be careful with shooting in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's been a lot of people that have been killed.
Hey, who started that tradition of shooting in the air? Because I know I've done it at least twice.
I've seen the Arabs do it at parties.
Arabic individuals.
Oh wow, this guy.
The dude that rhymed with Soulja Boy? A-Rab?
Yeah, A-Rab. That
him?
Guy. Yeah. I seen
the Arabs.
Why can I say
A-Rab? I mean, I've seen the Arabs do it on like the propaganda videos.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what the kind of
I don't know.
Biz was talking about.
But I mean, again, guys, I have the obvious reason you don't want to shoot in the air because it might come back
down. The bullet
down,
does come
ass,
back down.
Or hit somebody else. So be careful out there.
Because you don't want to catch that charge.
No,
what'd you
all.
Do? Shot in the air and it killed somebody.
Like, ain't yo dumbass.
You'll be the softest person in prison.
And then you probably got your fingerprint on it and things of that nature.
Yeah. Ain't never bust a fruit in the fruit fight. I fucked that up.
We know
up.
What you mean. Damn. We got it. We got
we
the point.
Keeping
I fucked
it.
That up.
Square biz, one take Timmy.
Damn. Yo,
so it was a good year, man. We thank y'all for checking for us. Like we always say, man, please share this with your family, your friends, everybody. And then we're going to give it to the good brother. You know, he's going to hit us with the plugs. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. Man, we on all social media.
Yeah, just check out the Irresponsible Mentor. That's all you got to do. Do a Google search. Yeah, pop up.
We on Google?
Absolutely. We got a YouTube page, man. Chill.
Shit. Yeah. Damn, I feel bestowed.
I've arrived.
So, man, it's your boy Chip T, man. Hey, have a good new year. Make sure that you spend time with your family, your loved ones, and they're always going to be here. Be better in 2016 than you were in 2015. Keep pushing, keep thriving, keep getting it, and hustle hard.
Sup, Z Dot here saying Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy everything else that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, this Square Biz. Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hey, I ain't got nothing for you, man. Hey, blessings.
And this is DJ Mike Love. And I just want to say, you know, be safe out there for the holidays. And with these New Year's resolutions, make something that you can stick to. Don't go with the trends and none of this new year, new me stuff. Just try to be better, just like Z Dot said earlier. Peace.
Chip T.
Square Biz.
Mike Love.
We out.
Ho, ho, ho. Then what's your name, little boy?
Irresponsible. Near mentors, near mentors.
Ho, 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 ho.
Irresponsible. That is so irresponsible.